Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. What did I really learn about who I am and what I prefer in life? What did I really learn about what I like? What did I learn about the best of me? And what did I learn about the go through the motions me? Where did I feel down? Where did I feel confident? And start experimenting with how you view yourself by better doing a job of reviewing your week. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Listen, we all deal with self-doubt. It's not something that's ever actually gonna go away with you, so you gotta figure out, how are you gonna reframe it? How are you gonna use self-doubt as like a tool to motivate you, to make you stay driven, to make sure that even in those things you're scared of, you approach them with courage. Self-doubt isn't something you should be upset that you have. You know, I go onto arenas where there's, you know, 25,000 people in the audience, and I'm backstage, and I have that anxiety, I have that concern. Sometimes I don't like my shirt, you know, I have the doubt of, am I gonna do a good job today? And I worry about it too. Everybody has self-doubt. The challenge is, some people think they don't need to ever have it, and some people are using it as a tool to stop towards their dreams instead of progress towards their dreams. So here's four big ideas on how to deal with self-doubt better so that you can still go after your dreams. Number one, you have to reframe confidence. A lot of people say, well, Brandon, I'm just not confident. I wish I was more confident. I wish I had more fire. I wish I believed in myself more. It's my doubt. I always worry about myself. I never believe in myself. I'm always selling myself short and I always never give myself credit. I just quit. And maybe, but I think what happens for a lot of people is they just never really learn what real confidence is. It's like they're not necessarily without each other. It's not like they're necessarily mutually exclusive, right? It's like sometimes the truth is you can be confident but still have doubts about capabilities. That makes you real. It makes you a non-egomaniac because only super egomaniacs have no self-doubt. Like only sociopaths lack enough self-doubt. And so self-doubt can be okay. What you have to figure out is what does confidence mean to you? Instead of worrying so much about the doubt, like what's the opposite? What's the other part of that? What does confidence really mean to you? And we did the largest study that's ever been done on high performers worldwide. And what we learned about is like the most successful people in the world, the way they think about confidence is this, simply this, their belief in their ability to figure things out. So it doesn't mean they don't have self-doubt. They just believe I can figure things out. Give me enough time, energy, resources, mentorship, support, and I can figure anything out. And you've got to start believing that. As much as you spend time questioning yourself, you have to think, okay, can I remember that I've figured out things in the past that I wasn't prepared for? You've done projects in the past. You've been in situations in the past where you had no idea how to handle it, but you figured it out. Take confidence in that. Next time you're going in a situation and all you can do is think about yourself, and freak out, what I want you to do is to remember all of those times where you did overcome the doubts, did overcome the anxiety, overcame the lack of skills, the unknowns, and you still pulled it off. And there's been more times in your life that happened than you give yourselves credit for. I mean, maybe you showed up that one time at school and you were self-doubting, but people liked you and you were just fine. Maybe that one time you went in that project and you knew you didn't know how to do it, but by the end of that week or the end of that month, you figured it out. You have to have a memory for the things that you did overcome as much as you worry about the things that you're lacking in. Does that make sense? If all of your thought pattern is always running on, I lack, of course you're going to self-doubt all the time to a degree where you stop. But if you remember, oh wait, yeah, I overcame that. Yeah, and I learned that, and I figured out how to do that, and that went just fine, and they were fine with me, and I did okay over there. If you can have that self-talk, remind yourself of all the times you overcame what you did not know, that will be more of a genuine self-confidence that says, you know what? I believe in my ability to figure things out. Even if I have some doubts about how it might go or doubts about how things might turn out, I do know that I will figure it out. Give me enough time, energy, effort, resources, and support. Like I said, that's genuine self-confidence. It's not like I know everything. It's, you know what? I'll figure it out. And that's all I'm asking for you. So even though you have doubts, next time you're going to that situation where you have doubt, I want you to say, you know what? I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out and trust in that. The second thing, if you want to deal with self-doubt, you absolutely must start entering each day as more intentional of a human. Because the issue is, one of the reasons we doubt ourselves is because we're just all over the place. You know, sometimes you're cool in this situation, but you're dumb in that situation. Sometimes you don't do well here, but you do well here. And what happens is so many people, they're going through the motions or they're just showing up in life every single day and they're reacting. And because they're always reacting, they don't have a character. They haven't determined, who am I really? Who am I gonna act like in this situation? Who am I gonna behave like in this situation? How am I gonna treat people in this situation? Because they haven't shown up intentional enough and sought to live out that intention, they feel a lot of discord in life. Like they don't know who they are because they just keep showing up and reacting to what's there. But guess what? What's there is always different. The world is always changing, people are always changing, situations are always changing. So if all you're ever doing is showing up and reacting, I guess I'll just go through it and see how it goes, you're never forming an intentional character. So of course you doubt yourself because every situation is different and you can never have certainty in that. But you can have strength inside if from now on you wake up every day and you say, okay, I'm gonna be these three words today. And you just set the words. You say, okay, I'm gonna be fun, I'm gonna be playful, I'm gonna be kind. And that day you are fun, playful, and kind. And the next day you say, okay, I'm gonna be patient today, I'm gonna be thoughtful, and I'm gonna be appreciative. And you're patient, thoughtful, and appreciative. You do that over and over and over again. Set an intention for who to be that. Set an intention, be that. Set an intention, be that. And you do that in more situations in your life, and more days, and more weeks, and more months, and more years. And one day you wake up and you're like, you're confident in self, because you know that you can direct your mind and your emotions and your body to be the person who you really want to be. The more often you do that, the more real, genuine self-confidence will come into your life. I think the third thing you have to do, and this is the hardest one because it sounds so tactical, but it's so important. You gotta get clarity, you gotta get a plan, and you gotta get momentum. What I mean by this, a lot of people have self-doubt in their lives because they don't have clarity for what they want. A lot of people wander into a situation and they have a lot of self-doubt because they didn't sit down and plan it out. They didn't prepare. They didn't ask mentors or model others or do the research to figure out, okay, I should do A, B, C, D, and E. In other words, if you don't know the steps to success, of course you'll have more self-doubt. If you don't have the plan, if you don't have the map, if you don't know what you're doing, of course you're gonna have more self-doubt. So part of it is just like, decide to build a plan. Even if you have to ask for help and say, hey guys, how would you do this? What would be your first step? What would be your second step? I'm always asking that. Even at this stage of my career, I'm still saying, hey guys, if you're gonna launch this, how would you do it? If you're gonna promote that, how would you do it? If you're gonna create this thing, how would you do it? If you're gonna build this team or build that business, what would you do? And I always try to get the map before I enter the woods so that I have the steps, I know the path. Because if you can remove the doubt about the path, you'll have more confidence in yourself. Fourth big idea for you, and this one's so straightforward, but I think people don't do it. You need to learn versus judge when it comes to your behaviors and your results in life. So here's what I'd love you to do. Start a Sunday review. And every Sunday, all I want you to do is sit down and really evaluate how you showed up this last week. I mean, how did you really show up? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What situations did you do good in? What situations could you have done better in? What did you learn about yourself? And use that review session not to beat yourself up, not to say, I wish I would have, coulda, not to be mad at yourself, not to stir self-talk that's filled with self-hatred, but rather to say, okay, what did I really learn about who I am and what I prefer in life? What did I really learn about what I like? What did I learn about the best of me? And what did I learn about the go through the motions me? Where did I feel down? Where did I feel confident? And start experimenting with how you view yourself by better doing a job of reviewing your week. I think one reason people don't have as confident like mentality as they should is because they're just barreling through week after week after week after week, kind of blind and dumb to how far they've grown. But if you can, instead of judging yourself and like, I sucked yesterday, you can like every week have a real self-evaluation session. How did I do? What did I learn? And in that personal development where you can look at yourself objectively, without judging, without being mad, without giving it negative labels, and just go, how did I do? What did I learn? What could I have done better? Oh, I could have done this. And just kind of observe how you're going through your life. And then tell yourself, okay, next time I'll do this. And next time I'll do this. And next time I'll do that. That's a learning mentality versus a judgment mentality. A judgment mentality was, I was an idiot. I was stupid. I didn't like myself. I look stupid. People are gonna make fun of me. They're gonna hate me. That judgment self-talk is why you have so little self-confidence. Because most people spend most of their time criticizing themselves. Their self-talk is so negative instead of learning oriented. And as soon as you switch from like a negative standpoint to a learning standpoint, disappointment goes away, embarrassment goes away, self-hatred goes away, and you start just learning your way into the new and strongest you. So next time you're plagued with self-doubt, think of a few of these things. Reframe confidence. Don't think you have to be completely confident. Just say, you know what? I'm gonna figure my
way through this. It's going to be okay. I'm going to trust. I figured out things in the past. I'll figure out this one. Make sure that you start each day or walk into each situation with a little more intention. Who do you want to be? And live into that more consistently, because that will start to form your character that you can take confidence in. And then make sure you get the plan, you take those steps, you get a little momentum, because with momentum comes a little bit more confidence and a little more like self-assuredness. And then, as always, make sure you are learning. Keep learning from me. Keep learning from other people. Watch my other videos. Listen to my podcast. Read my books. Listen to other people's podcasts and books. And just get yourself in the game of personal development in a perspective where you're learning about yourself and you're proud of yourself for that growth. Because you know when you're going to be the most proud of yourself, when you find real, genuine self-confidence, is when you are growing at the rate and the speed that you truly desire. So keep learning, my friend, because listen, you're stronger than you think. And the future holds good things for you.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me,
503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.